Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and for the 22nd day of Nisan, which is the 7th day of the Omer, and the 8th day of Pesach, outside of Eretz Yisrael, but over there in Israel, you guys are already enjoying your bagels, pizza, and pita. Baruch Hashem, Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 7 of Nazir, Mishnah Aleph. Kohen Godol, the high priest, v'nazir, and a nazir, einon mitamin bikrovehen. They do not attend the funeral and become ritually impure, even for their relatives. Now the Torah describes in Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 21, that a regular Kohen indeed does attend the funeral for his parents, or God forbid if he loses a spouse or a child, a brother, an unmarried sister, then they would. But the Kohen Gadol does not, and a Nazir also has the status where they're not able to attend a funeral. But the Mishnah adds, Aval mitamin lemeit mitzvah. Both the Kohen Gadol and a Nazir would have to become Tamei if there's a met mitzvah, a Jewish corpse that is unattended. There's no one there to bury it. Now the Mishnah brings an amazing case, hopefully a hypothetical case. Hayu meholchin baderech. A Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are walking down the road, and that could be the beginning of many interesting jokes, but in this case, it's a sad situation. Umotsu met mitzvah. They found somebody who was there by the side of the road, not buried. So who has to take care of the burial? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yatame Kohen Godol. The high priest should bury this body. Va'ol Yatame Nazir. The Nazir should not. The Chochamim Omer, the other sages say Yatame Nazir. The Nazir should do it. Va'ol Yatame Kohen Godol, but not the high priest. Amar Lehem Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer said to them, Yatame Kohen. The Kohen is the one who should become Tame. Why? She'eino mevi karben al tumato. He does not bring an offering if he becomes Tamei. Now, a Kohen's not allowed to become Tamei. A Kohen Gadol can't become Tamei even for his own relatives, but he doesn't bring a korban if he becomes Tamei. Ve'ol yitama nazir, and the nazir should not become Tamei, continues Rabbi Eliezer, shehu mevi korban al tumato. As we've explained, he has to bring offerings and then restart his nazirut. So since he has to bring offerings, if he becomes ritually impure, we see the Torah takes that very seriously. Amru lo, the sages replied to him, Yatama Nazir, the Nazir should do the job. She'ein Kedusha to Kedushat Olam. His Kedusha, his higher level of sanctity and restriction, it's not permanent. V'al Yatame Kohen, but a Kohen should not. She Kedushato Kedushat Olam. That even a regular Kohen, he's a Kohen from birth. His level of sanctity that prevents him from attending funerals and, dealing with corpses, that's everlasting. Now recall in the first chapter, there is such thing as a Nazir Olam, a permanent Nazir, but no one's born a permanent Nazir. Now there is a Nazir Shimshon who is a Nazir from birth, but a Nazir Shimshon, that was due to a prophecy and the angel instructed them to do so, and he was also able to come in contact with dead bodies, as we explained in the first chapter. He, of course, fought and killed many Plishtim. However, since the restriction on a Kohen from contacting dead bodies is permanent, that was taken more seriously by our sages. Let's go on to Mishnah Bet. Al Eilu Tumot, on these sources of impurity, Hanazir Migaleach. The Nazir has to cut his hair and, of course, bring the offerings and start over. Al Hamet, on a corpse, a dead body. Now, that should be obvious. The Bartner explains, based on the Gemara, that this is even Rove Binyan, most of the size of the body, which could even be a leg and a half, because that's most of the height of a body, or Rove Minyan, most of the body parts, the Evarim. So even if there's 125 body parts out of the 248, that's the majority of the body parts, and that is considered a bona fide source of Tumah. The Mishnah adds, v'al kazayit minemet, and even an olive's bulk, an olive volume of a dead body, of the flesh or organs of one, al kazayit netzel, or a kazayit of netzel. Netzel is bodily fluids of a corpse, al milo tarvod rokov, and a tarvod full, a tarvod is a large ladle, that's two hands full, of rokov. Now, rokov is basically disintegrated and dried, decayed corpse. The tarvod rokov doesn't come up very often because this only applies if it's only the corpse. If there was clothing or dust or other things mixed in, the halacha would not apply. It would not be tame. V'ala shidra, or on the spine, v'ala gulgolet, or the skull, v'al aver minemet, and from the limb of a deceased person, like God forbid the arm was cut off, detached, al evrim min achai, or even a detached limb of a living person, sheyeshalav boser kuroi, and there's flesh on that limb that if it were, you understand, attached to a living person, there'd be enough flesh there to regenerate the skin on that limb. So it's, you know, if God forbid they cut off the arm, there's enough there that if that arm were really attached and never cut off, it would regrow. The al-chatzi kav atzamot, and half a kav of bones, even if it's not an entire skeleton. Al-chatzi log dam, half a log of blood from a corpse. Al-magon, and now we explain, the Mishnah explains, on touching these, v'al-mason, or carrying them, v'al-oholan, or tenting them. Ohol is a tent. It means either the person is leaning over the corpse or the piece of the corpse, or they're under the same roof, in the same ohel, the same tent. Etzim kisura, and if there's a bone the size of a se'ora, a barley corn, then al magav al masau, then that is a source of contamination by touching it or carrying it, but under the same roof with a bone that size does not actually cause tuma through ohel, through being under the same roof. Al elu, on these items in the Mishnah, hanazir megaleach, the nazir has to shave his head and start over his count of naziru to bring the karbanot of tuma. And as part of this process, he needs the sprinkling, the maze, the hazah, the sprinkling of the para aduma water, the red heifer preparation on day 3 and day 7 to remove the impurity from the corpse. The soter at the kodmin, he loses the previous days he already counted. He has to start his zero all over again, no matter how long it was. He doesn't start counting his nizirut over until he becomes purified and brings his offerings. As we mentioned in chapter 6, it would take 7 days to be tahor, and then he'd bring the offerings on day 8 and then start over. And this Mishnah has quite relevant, as we saw in October, the volunteers in Zaka, Z-A-K-A, it's a volunteer organization that after there's a, you know, God forbid, an attack or even an accident, they will literally scour through everything, look everywhere to find any parts of a body that it should have a proper Jewish burial. They should be identify the victims and make sure people are buried with all of their body parts as much as possible. So the volunteers from Zaka are, you know, fearless and have incredible fortitude. The things they saw at the kibbutzim, at the moshavim in Israel, just a few months ago, were tremendously shocking. If you want to make a donation to Zaka, obviously donations help all the time, but Baruch Hashem, they're an amazing thing that's relevant to today's Mishnayot. Yashar Kochachem, Hag Sameach, Geit Moed, and good bagel eating for our friends in Eretz Yisrael.